Can't find it yet.
We're only just live now. Welcome to Winning Mood. Short, sharp, strongest super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. 7 straight years and counting of free winning tips. This is the 8th year. We're ahead of the game so far. And next to me is Tim Moody, 2021 super coach champion. And we're live every week, as you can hear. And as Tim may or may not be able to share it into his group this week. But we're here only for 20 minutes from 8:30 New South Wales time. So, Tim, how are you, mate? And how did you go in round three?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, round three wasn't too crash for me. There was didn't nail my captain. And the two trades I brought in were fantastic. I brought in Nicho Hynes and Taylor May, who both scored hundreds, which was nice. However, I had so many players in my side, which you'll be able to bring up and have a look at later, that were low scoring in the 20s and 30s and stuff like that, which really put me quite behind. So I'm going to try and make amends for that this week and upwards and onwards. So I have moved up the rankings a little bit. I mean, I was 30-something thousandth, and now I'm 22-something thousandth. So not a great number, but we'll keep going up.
You're climbing in the right direction, mate. I give you a lot of credit because you said to me you just had this feeling that Nicho Hynes was the wave that you wanted to ride. So you said you didn't pick the right captain. He would have been a great captain, wouldn't he, to have in round three. But who did you have instead?
I ended up going David Fifita. I was very locked into Pappenhausen. But then just at the last minute, I was like, oh, look, the Fifita game's afterwards. And I'm such a last-minute second guy. I just sort of like to have my good thing to come at last, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I should have just snapped up the safer option. But, look, that's what we did last week. That's how the team looked. I didn't get the reserves too good. Didn't play Schneider, who had a good score. Played Randall, who didn't score well. So trying to avoid playing him going forward.
Yeah, this show is available to watch on YouTube and Facebook, but you can also listen. But if you do watch, you get the extra graphics. Like, we've got Tim's round three team up on the screen now for people to have a look at who the champ's got in his team. But what we'll talk about next is where you're looking at changing or who you might look to bring in. So should we jump straight into red light, green light?
Let's do it.
Okay, where do you want to begin? Who's your red light? Give me a red light for this week. Someone you either got to trade out or you definitely aren't looking to pick up.
All right, red light, Reid Marnie. I've been patient enough with him. He's underperforming. He's averaging 45. He's at a big price of 554K. He has a BE of 78, which isn't massive. He could probably score that eventually, but look.
BE being a break-even score?
Break-even, that's
correct. Novices, even I'm picking up some things, which is good.
So, yeah, if he doesn't score 78, he's going to drop money, and if he scores over 78, he'll jump up money. But look, the problem is he scores. And when there's Harry Grant, who's, you know, looking much better, scoring closer to, you know, comfortable 90s, 80s, I think, per game. He's only had the one game, Harry, but this year, but he, from eye test and everything last year, we can go off. He's a reliable source. So I think he's going to be my green light, probably bring Harry in. But I am considering bringing in Tom Starling instead for much cheaper at 377K with a break even of 11, who is going to make some money. He's got the start now that Hodgson's out. So, yeah, he's looking like a decent cheaper option. So if I wanted to save some money to start planning to bring in some other bigger guns like the likes of Nathan Cleary or Tommy Turbo down the track, I'm thinking maybe Starling might be a way to save a bit of money. But I am scared of the scores that Harry gets. Another red light for me is Cleary. Been patient with him, averaging only 39.7. He doesn't have a great base, so he basically needs a lot of attacking points, which are probably going to come. He's got an easier draw coming up, and I'll probably be kicking myself when he starts turning up every week. But I just think the other competition of Cam Munster, who's looking absolutely brilliant, is hard to compete against. So I want to get Cam Munster in my side. So that's my other green light.
Now, you mentioned Nathan Cleary. So what's the strategy here? He's going to make his season debut Friday night. Are you saying you don't rush to bring him in? Do you want to have a look at how he goes Friday, or just other players you prefer more at this point in time?
Look, if I could bring him in straight away, I would. But look, who's doing a really good job for me at the moment is Hines, who I brought in last week. Schneider in the other halfback position is due to make some massive, massive cash. So people, if you don't have Schneider, you need to get him in. And he's scoring quite well, so he can play him comfortably as well. However, look, if I wanted to bring Cleary in, I could sort of sell Tedesco or Pappenhausen, move Hines down to fullback, and then get Cleary somehow. But I don't really want to sell Pappenhausen or Teddy. I know what they can do, and I'm comfortable to keep both of them. So, look, I'm going to have to wait, be patient, try and turn Schneider into Cleary in a couple of weeks, I think.
But yeah, now, I'm going to give a shout-out to Chris, who is commenting. He's coming third overall. So he could well truly be the next Tim Moody. Well done, who brother. Knows? I don't know if we can take a lot of that credit, but we appreciate that he's tuning in. Hey, that shows that we've got some very educated members of our audience. If anyone has any questions, we'll try and read them out on the show. You can get the answer straight from the horse's mouth. You didn't really mention many forwards in your green light. I'm looking at my team. I've got Utica Mano and I've got Fitzgibbon. Those guys could still be out a few more weeks, and they're worth a few hundred grand each. So maybe I need to cut the cord. But can you recommend a prop or a second rower you got your eye on?
Yeah, look, if you don't have Josh King, he's at 326K. He's handy. He scored well last week, about 81 points. There's a little bit of job security issues up and coming with the fact that, Cheese is back, but he's got the nod to start. That could change, but I still like he's going to get good minutes. He's still going to make money. He's handy.
Okay, I've got Max prop King. Josh King's
premium. Okay. Option. Payne Haas, lock him in for the season, set and forget. Great option. Second rowers, off the top of my head, look, I'd say Cam Murray, like from last week, really looked great. He is a premium price, and if you wanted to get Cam Murray, you'd have to do it this week, I think. He's got a low break even of 6, so he's going to go up in price after this week. He's averaging 86. He does look very good. He's getting good minutes, so handy option there as well. Some other good pickups I've got to mention is Taylor May, who scored 106 last week. You can wait.
And you tipped him off last week, and I'm glad. Oh, I see the price change won't instantly change.
Yeah, so he won't. He's only played one game, so his price won't change until his third game. So you can wait one more round. So
you haven't missed the boat yet.
You'd have to get him next week. That's when everyone will be getting him. But you can go early this week if you want to. Other than that, Jeremiah Nanai looks great. He does rely on attacking stats at the Cowboys, though. He scored 3 tries, all from kicks, and to score 100 points. The guy does have a lot of pizzazz about him, though. So I think when he does have touches, there's going to be attacking stats in it. So I do think he's a handy option. He's got a negative break even of -6, so he's going to go up in cash. I do like him, but you're not going to get big hundreds out of him every week. There will be some 40s, 50s when he's not, crossing the line.
And the week before, he also scored a try, and it was also off a kick. And in punting, we talk about things that we see happen but just are not sustainable. You know, there's always a degree of luck and so much variance in scoring a try, let alone tries off kicks. But no doubt the guy has talent. Now, one last question I'll throw to you, or kind of a two-parter, because obviously you're on several pods. And some of these pods are an hour plus. So you've talked about a lot of Supercoach. So give us one last bit of advice, and just any other topic that comes to mind that's been discussed this week that you could share, in a short period of time. I'm wondering about whether these cash cows, these guys that were low price that all bounced up in price after round 3, now that we're, into the fourth week of the season, does that settle down now? Or is this where you start to look for the guys that are still yet to play 3 games, and they become the next cash cows you want to bring into your team?
Yeah, there could even be other guys that have still played the 3 games, because the way the break evens work, it's on a 3 week cycle of scores. So that has they work out a total from that, and there's a magical number where the break even comes from. So look, there could be someone who, starts performing out of their shell, another winger from a team that's, maybe around 400, 300K, but then they start looking like they've got a good run and they've started to show a lot of promise. And so look, there's plenty, going to be definitely other opportunities to jump on cash cows, but it's probably good to try and make as much money as you can early. I'm struggling to do that because I'm still trying to fix up the mistakes I've made pre-season. But yeah, so anyone who's out there doing well, keep making that money because it'll come in handy. Some of the things that we've talked about, I think that's important to bring up is we could definitely look at disregarding Angus Crichton. He's I'd be moving him on if you've got him. His minutes aren't looking great, playing and, you know, coming off the bench and sort of in the middle, not ideal. Bit out of touch. Also, planning for the guns, you know, like Nathan Cleary is coming back this week. If he starts performing really, really well and he's scoring hundreds every week like Nico is, we're probably going to want to try and rush him into our sides too. But if he doesn't perform so well off the start, maybe he has a slower start, his involvements are minimized when he comes back, he might have some lower scores than we expect and he could drop a little bit of money. So we can just assess it and have a bit of a look at it. But I wouldn't you know, discourage anyone from going early on him if they want to, especially people who don't have Nico Hines. They could sort of try and combat against Nico Hines by upgrading someone like their halfback, Sam Walker, whoever else they may have gone that's not really going too crash hot. Other than that, I would also keep in mind that Tommy Turbo is going to start dropping cash over the next coming weeks and his draw is going to start looking nicer. So we're going to want to probably look to try and pick him up. So we're going to have to try and work out which fullback we're going to want to disregard out of our side and move on. So just have a good look at your fullbacks over the next couple of weeks and try and decide which one do I want to turn into Tommy Turbo and how am I going to sort of start to make that money to do that.
And it was Tommy's first game of the season last year in Mudgee, which is where they go out this weekend, the Manly Seagulls against the Raiders. And he could have a day out as soon as this weekend. Certainly we spoke about that in the tripod punting preview. And as we transition to punting, I'll let you share the goodies. This is the final week where people can join our Super Coach with some cash and prizes and let people know how they can win a jersey as well before you share our 2 out of 3 ain't bad tip, which saluted in round 3 for us.
Yes, come on, boys. Yeah, we got 3 from 3 last week and we only needed to get 2 of them, so that was nice. So this week, boys, we have got a last try scorer in the Storm and Dogs game. So if you can comment on any of the videos, this one or Jacob's punting preview, and also on the YouTube channels as well. So you can comment on Facebook or YouTube. Mention the try scorer the minute you think they're going to score in the Storm and Doggies game. Another thing to mention is it's the final week to join our overall unlimited group. So if you want to join that, there is up to $1,000 in prizes for that. And the code, which is on screen, is 552338. So make sure you jump in this week because we will be taking note of which teams have entered by this week and they'll be the only ones qualified for the overall prizes. Other than that, that's all thanks to Top Sport, who also provide our 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, this week, we've got David Fifita. He's got to be overdue for mine. I thought he'd score last week. Wasn't getting as much ball as we'd hope, but surely this week he can cross against the line against the Tigers. Katoni Staggs, I also think he's very, very overdue. He's going to get some ball and he'll make it happen. I'm pretty confident in this one as well. And Billy Smith up against, who we got? They're playing the Cows? Yeah.
That's right. Yep. And he's starting on the wing this weekend.
He's on the wing. I'm pretty confident about that right side. Feel like it's going to be time. Light it up. And only need 2 out of 3 of those. Odds $2.50. Max stake $200. And if you need to sign up with Tripod and you haven't bet with them before, please do so with the promo code Tripod and they'll look after you.
Yeah, so last 3 weeks, I got you to pick 2 or 3. I think you were usually picking like 3 players. And I said, I'll take my 2 of yours that are my favorite and I'll give you my own pick as well. This week, I just liked your 3 and they aligned with our best bets on the punting preview, which is we like the Roosters this weekend. I know they were pretty shocking last week and I know the Cowboys impressed everybody, but a week is a long time. You can certainly turn the tables. I still think the Roosters are far superior to the Cowboys and they kind of need to pull their finger out. And Billy Smith may be one of the lesser known players in the Roosters back line, but a classy young outside back who's had some unlucky injuries in his career, but could definitely be finding the paint. And then Dave Fifita, I think it is a must-win for the Titans. They cannot take the Tigers lightly after blowing a 22-0 lead last week. They should be all buttoned up this week and just no excuse. So I think even if they get in front against the Tigers, they'll put the foot down and they will play Dave Fifita as many minutes as they can. They've also made the excuse with Fifita that he gets a bit gassed in the sunny day game, so no excuse playing a night game. And Katoni Staggs, we also have a best bet on the Broncos. Again, a team that we think will bounce back from very poor round three. Whereas the Warriors, they only just narrowly defeated the West Tigers. And everybody is giving the West Tigers so much grief, saying how bad they are. If you saw the ending of that game, the Tigers easily could have beaten New Zealand. So how good are New Zealand right now, especially if we're not sure if Johnson's in? So Katoni's just so dangerous every time he touches the ball. So I loved your picks. And I think we've got a hell of a shot there.
He's got to be getting jealous of Herbie Farnworth. I think he'll be getting he'll want to put some numbers up on the board. So yeah, he's due for sure. That's pretty much wrapping up nice and early. Do you have any others, any like special advice for us on the punt this week on the NRL, man?
Well, I think that the overriding theme this week is not to overreact to what you saw last. So that leans into like, don't watch the Broncos play last week and say, oh, I'm not touching them. Every team can have a bad performance. So I think Brisbane can rebound. I think the Roosters can rebound. And I should also say that for an upset, we actually do give the Bunnies a red hot chance in the grand final rematch. And that is one of our other best bets. We're taking the Bunnies with a try handicap. So to be within 1.5 tries, completely understanding the games in Penrith and Nathan Cleary's back. But, you know, the Bunnies didn't have Latrell in the grand final last year. And I think they're starting to play some pretty decent footy, taking the Storm all the way to Golden Point. And then last week, very impressive against the Roosters. I just see that game a bit closer than the odds suggest, maybe because the Bunnies have lost twice and the Panthers haven't lost yet. But these sides don't look that far apart in my eyes. How confident are you, being obviously a staunch Panther supporter?
I've got something for you on that one. I am a Panther supporter. I'm very staunch and very rarely tip against them. But I did say on the Supercoach Experience podcast that I'm pretty sure that I think that the Bunnies are going to give them a good run, and I'm confident that they might even beat them on our home ground, which is rare. I've just got a vibe. I just think the forward rotation looks a little bit weak for the Panthers. I think that the Bunnies can really, you know, try and make the most of that and exploit. I feel like Latrell's looking pretty red hot. I was pretty confident. I've got a feeling that I can see it being low scoring, but Bunnies getting up. So,
speaking of those Panthers out. So Liam Martin was withdrawn last week. He's not this 1-17. Same story with Fisher Harris. Leota, maybe Leota's injury is a bit more serious. But those are some of the reasons why I think Penrith's not as strong as everyone realises. You lost Capewell over the offseason, same as Burton. Obviously, To'o is out, as good as Taylor May is. He's no Brian To'o. But my question is, when it comes to Supercoach, how do you deal with players that are out for like 1 to 2 weeks? Like, is it worth burning a trade, or do you kind of just sit with them? So examples would be your kind of Liam Martins and your Fisher Harris.
Yeah, like 1 to 2 weeks, I'd generally hold them this time of year. You know, if it's the very back end of the season, you want to probably get rid of them if there's only a few rounds to go. But at this time of the year, yeah, you'd hold on to them for sure. Especially if
I'm going to play the wrap-up music, mate, and you bring us home.
No worries. Well, thanks very much for tuning in, guys. If you've got any further questions, please feel free to tag me or Jacob in the thread. We'll try to do our best to answer those for you. Also, share the pod with your mates. Let them know where we're on and what we're about. Other than that, if you're having a punt, good luck. Do it responsibly. And we hope that we have put you in a winning mood. That over there is Jacob Witten, and I'm Tim Moody. Catch you later.